Welcome, Muse Hackers. You are listening to the Hack Your Muse podcast with Kelly McClymer. Today is a special NaNoWriMo special hack edition for day 14. So, my fellow NaNoWriMos, we've been writing for 14 days on the same project, watching the words rack up or not rack up, thinking, oh my goodness, I don't think that was a good plot twist, but I need to write it anyway because I need my words. Thinking, oh, I can't stand this character. So here's my question for you. Have you fallen out of love with your story? That's not uncommon, especially when you're doing a marathon writing session and trying to get 50,000 words in 30 days. If you've been going along at the right pace, you're about halfway through those 50,000 words. And the middle of the story notoriously is harder because in the beginning, it's all exciting, it's new, you're making it all work, everything seems to flow. At the end, you're like barreling toward the end, but in the middle, you have to start pulling all the threads together and sort of pointing them toward where you're going toward the end. It's quite a balancing act. And it can feel like everything is out of balance and is going to fall apart like a, you know, giant thing of Jenga blocks or pickup sticks. And the only hack that I have for this is the hack that says, you made the commitment. Why don't you hang in there until the 30th and see what happens? Maybe you're going to fall back in love. You don't know if this is temporary or permanent. And that's a really tough thing to do. Especially if you were really in love with your idea and now you feel like you were a fool to have fallen in love with it. And I've seen writers do that a lot. And I belonged to a writing group for a really long time where one of our fellow writers would write a book excitedly for three chapters, and then she'd be done with it. And the rest of us would want to know what was going to happen, but she was done with it. And I sort of felt like, you know, I would have felt like if she was dating people like that, oh, we had the, you know, we're so into each other stage, and now we're at the boring stage, and so we're done. I'm not going to see it through and see if there's anything real going on. And you have the right to do that. Of course, anyone has the right to do that. But I guess I've seen so many people do that when I thought they were maybe even in a think trap, telling themselves the book wasn't any good when what was really causing them trouble was the whole tension of holding everything together in the middle while they moved forward from that exciting beginning into the end. And so I would say, if you have fallen out of love, maybe try therapy. And what do people do in marriages when they're at therapists? Date night. Maybe have a date night with your story. And by date night, I don't mean work on the middle part that's giving you a hard time. I mean, go back to the beginning, the part of the book that you really, really loved writing. Go back to that and remind yourself why you're writing it. If you have an outline, go back to your outline. If you have a why statement, why you're writing the book, go back to that. Remind yourself why it's worthwhile, why you actually invested an entire NaNoWriMo in this book. And don't let yourself fall out of love. It's only 14 days. That's 2 weeks. It's too soon. All right. Go have a date night with your book, and I'll talk to you with a new hack tomorrow.